The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Bryce Corbett.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday the 19th of July. In your Squiz today, 50 years since we went to the moon. Iran seizes a foreign tanker in the Gulf. Instagram likes. And the Aussie Diamonds undefeated as the semi-finals kick off at the Netball World Cup. This is your Squiz today. Tomorrow, Bryce, is 50 years since Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first people to step onto the moon. At the top of the Squiz Today email, we walk Squizzes through the history, how they did it, some interesting facts, including Australia's involvement. What stuck out to you?
Oh, look, I've just been so wrapped up in moon landing nostalgia this week. It's remarkable. And I don't know if you saw last night, there was a full moon last night, which I honestly, it looked as if the moon was putting on a show to remind us that 50 years ago, those famous words, "the eagle has landed," marked what is probably the most remarkable scientific technological achievement, certainly of the last century. And in terms of stuff, I guess that stuck out for me, just the sheer scale of the achievement, and from a scientific point of view, and the fact that you know, so much of what we take for granted today, like mobile phones, laptops, all had their genesis in that space program back in the 1960s. And, you know, before the moon landings, your average computer took up an entire building. And they managed to reduce it to the size of a shoebox for the purpose of this moon landing. And we now have the microprocessors that we use on a daily basis today.
It was a whole lot more than just going to the moon, you're right. For me, something I didn't know was that the average age of the flight directors in mission control was 26 years old.
Incredible, just incredible. And I've been listening to that BBC podcast, and you just think, and so many, there are just so many reasons why it shouldn't have succeeded, and yet it did.
And yet it did. That BBC podcast we talked about in our podcast last week, it's called 13 Minutes to the Moon, and it takes you through the whole thing. It's quite amazing if you're on a long drive.
Yeah, highly recommend it.
And jump into the Squiz Today email for a whole lot more to acquaint yourself or reacquaint yourself with the historic moon landing. To more news now, a foreign tanker has been seized in the Gulf region by Iran. They initially said that they were coming to its aid as it was in distress, but the story's since changed.
Yeah, there's a definite ratcheting up of tension in the Gulf overnight with Iran confirming that it had in fact seized a Panamanian tagged oil tanker that it claims was carrying 1 million barrels of smuggled fuel. It's a pretty disturbing raising of the tensions there in the Strait of Hormuz, and what is a very strategically important part of the world. And, you know, just when you think about the ingredients here, you've got Iran, you've got the United States, and this sort of increase of brinkmanship between them is certainly very worrying.
In Japan, at least 33 people are dead and more than 40 injured after an arson attack on an animation studio in Kyoto.
Yeah, dreadful news coming out of Japan overnight with reports that a man broke into this particular anime studio and sprayed it with petrol before igniting it. At the time of recording this podcast, emergency services were still trying to take account of the death toll in what Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has described as an incident that was too appalling for words.
Over in the US, actor Kevin Spacey was accused of groping a man in a bar in 2016. Charges he steadfastly denied, and yesterday prosecutors in the US dropped the charges.
Yeah, and it all revolves around a mobile phone, which Kevin Spacey's accuser refused to produce. Spacey's lawyers contest that there are text messages that were deleted from that phone, which would have exonerated their client. When a judge compelled the man to take the stand and testify, he pleaded the fifth, and the judge decided that Mr. Spacey didn't, in fact, have a case to answer. It's certainly an interesting development as we see some of these Me Too cases falling apart around the world.
George Colombaris is somewhat of a household name here in Australia, especially for those who are fans of MasterChef. Yesterday, he was fined nearly $8 million by our Fair Work Ombudsman.
Yeah, $8 million in unpaid wages have had to be paid back by George and the company that he co-founded and who run some very high-profile restaurants in Melbourne, including Hellenic, Republic and Press. The hospitality group had self-disclosed to the Fair Work Ombudsman, and there's something like 500 employees who were affected by the underpayment. In a statement, the celebrity chef said that he apologised to all the affected team members because they were at the heart and soul of their operation.
Some tech news for your Friday. Firstly, big news for Instagram influencers yesterday as the Facebook-owned app is trialling in Australia, hiding the amount of likes posts are receiving.
Yeah, and depending if you're an influencer or if you're annoyed by them, you'll either be celebrating or crying into your soy mocha latte about this news. But it's a big development. And of course, Instagram and its parent company, Facebook, have come out and said that this is a really important step with respect to mental health, because there's a lot of talk around at the moment about Facebook, social media more generally, and the effect that it can have on people's mental health.
Yeah, measuring how well you're going depending on how many likes you have. And as I said, it's only a trial, so let's see how it goes. Big move by Google. Yesterday, it announced it would ban ticket reselling platform Viagogo from appearing at the top of its search results.
Yeah, and I think anyone who has accidentally found themselves buying concert tickets on Viagogo will be celebrating this news too.
I've nearly done it. How would you know?
We've found ourselves falling into the same trap. Mm. And so Google have now gone ahead and banned Viagogo from appearing in the top of search results, which is quite a remarkable move. And it speaks volumes for the moves that that Google are taking now to work better with their customers.
And to round that out, Netflix shares dropped 12% yesterday. Subscriber growth was a little slower than projected. They added just 2.7 million new paid subscribers during the last quarter, 46% less than the 5 million it had projected. Whilst we're talking about Netflix, Bryce, Friday Lights includes a recommendation from Claire to watch Aziz Ansari's one-hour special right now. Have you seen it?
I haven't had the pleasure because I've been working on the squiz. Not all of us have been able to laze around in our tracksuit pants all week, unfortunately. But I'm looking forward to seeing it this weekend.
Well, based on her Friday Lights recommendations, I think she must be watching Netflix but also doing some cleaning, as she's included tips on how to clean the microwave.
The microwave cleaning tips, yeah. I'm not sure I'm going to take up that particular recommendation, though.
It could be quite useful. I might take it up. And if anyone else wants to check that out, all in the Squeeze Today email. And just before we finish, Bryce, big weekend for netball fans. Australia are through to the semi-finals tomorrow evening of the Netball World Cup.
And what a thrilling match it was last night, just edging out.
I've got you into netball.
You've gotten me into netball. My daughter did that job for you, I'm afraid.
I know.
But thrilling match last night. The Aussies won 50-49, just edging out the New Zealand Silver Ferns in an age-old grudge match.
I know anyone would have thought it was a final, but in fact, both are through to the semi-finals, and Australia will play the loser of England versus South Africa, who are on court as we speak. And our women's cricket team is in the midst of a test match against England, which if they win or even draw, we'll see them retain the Ashes. Look out for that over the weekend. Bryce, it's time for your last song lyric.
It is indeed.
Some sort of farewell song.
Time to say goodbye. No, that's not the song.
He did warn me he might sing.
I had to squeeze it in somewhere. The song lyric for today is, and it probably doesn't need too much explanation, is Ground Control to Major Tom.
Oh, yes.
From the iconic David Bowie song Space Odyssey for, of course, the moon landing anniversary.
Thanks for joining us this week, Bryce. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have. It's been a hoot and a holler.
It's been great to have you. Claire will be back with us next week. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. That's all from us today. Chat then. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.